plays the role of extracting unlimited ras from Sri Krishna and also distributing it outwardly, outside, in all directions. Therefore, as stated in the Padma Purana, this place where Srimati Radhika has her own kunda, her own transcendental bathing place, this place is non-different than Srimati Radhika herself. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarva Govisha Saivaika Vishnur Atyanta Valutava. She, Radha Kunda, is not different than Srimati Radhika, who is the Atyanta Valutava, the most dearly beloved of Sri Krishna. So to understand that Radha Kunda, we have to refer to Sri Upadeshamrita of Sri Rupa Goswami. Because Rupa Goswami, he is describing the gradual comparative analysis of all places within the entire creation and of all devotees within the entire creation. And there he describes karmit yat parito hare priyatayas yatim yayur jnaninas devyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtas tata devyo ta prashutala prakkaja vishas tapyo tisa radhika krishna tatma priyam tadiya sarasi Kamnas Priyam Kamikriti. So in the material world, there are so many living beings who are in the level of karma. Karmitya. They are performing only ordinary pious and impious activities. But more dear to Sri Krishna than those are the jnanis, because the jnanis, they have not sacrificed a little bit to understand the connection with the Absolute Reality. Above the jnanis, there are the bhaktas, who now have accepted the path of eternal devotion, and they have given up the land of exploitation and renunciation both. Now they have entered into the land of dedication. Amongst those personalities, top most amongst them, are the Vrajabodhis. Because they are completely dependent upon Krishna. They are completely maintained at every moment by their vision of Krishna. And topmost amongst them is Srimati Radhika, because she is the very embodiment of Krishna Prem. So Srimati Radhika, her kunda, is as worshipable as she herself is. And in the worship of that transcendental kunda, all the Vaishnavas are taking shelter. Who, Srila Rupa Goswami asks the question, who is there that is intelligent, that is actually able to discriminate properly, who will not take shelter there? So in this Rupa Nuga Guru Vairam, our Gaudiya Guru Acharyas, they are giving us the highest focus for our bhakti development. And they are bringing us to this very highest place of all accomplishment which only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifested within this world. As Srila Gurudev was describing to us today, all the other places in Braja, they were manifested by the Goswamis, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent, Ungarva Goswami also, and his personal associates like Lokanath Goswami. They came and did bhajan here in Braja, and they revealed the eternal pastime places of Sri Krishna. But for Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is the combination of Radha and Krishna themselves, only he could reveal this Radha Kunda within this world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bringing all the jivas to the highest destination, where Radha and Krishna, they are playing in their eternal pastimes, especially in Madhyam Lila, where they are, as described before, without any impediment. The rasa is flowing in all directions, overflowing. So therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami, at the end of Upadeshamrita, he says, Krishna syojai pranaya vasati prena sikyo piradha kundam chasya munibir amitas tatra geva vyadai yat preshtar apyavam asulavam kim punar bhakti bhajam tat prema sakrivati sarasnahi Satir Avishkaroti. Oh, of all the delightful objects of Sri Krishna's transcendental enjoyment, Srimati Radhika reigns supreme. Pranaya Vasati, she is the object of his transcendental affection. And similarly, her kunda is like this. Therefore, even the greatest of all sages, like Narada, like Uddhava, they are begging that they can take birth nearby to that place and worship that place. Just like the Pandavas even, they're doing austerities on the banks of Radha Kunda in the form of trees. So this place is beyond our mental inspection, and therefore the only way that we can enter this region is through the process of Anugatya. Only by following in the footsteps of the Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas, who have entered within their heart of hearts, they are fully absorbed 24 hours daily in the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna in their eightfold daily pastimes, Ashtakali and Lila. They are actually taking bath there in their eternal Siddha Swarupa. They are bathing in Radha Kunda and they are assisting there, as we are hearing every day in our Gurvastakam prayers, Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Sityai Yayali Bija Tira Pekshaniya Tatradi Daksha Bhakti Bhagava Vasya Bhante Guru Sri Charanaravinda. Because Sri Guru, he is the most dearmost Paliyadasi, maidservant of Srimati Radhika, and is assisting Srimati Radhika in giving absolute pleasure to Sri Krishna. And the highest place where they are performing these wonderful sevas for the enjoyment of Sri Krishna is Sri Radha Kunda. Therefore, that place is to be worshipped by us, not simply trying to intrude by our inspection of our mind and senses, but we must serve that place. And serving that place means to serve the Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas. Without serving them, there is no possibility of entering. Otherwise, they become kunchuris. They become kunda thieves, thinking that they will enter Radha Kunda and they will suddenly grab this as their own property. So, under the guidance of our Sri Gurudev and Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga, we are very fortunate on this Vrajamandala Parikrama to come to this highest of all places, Sri Radha Kunda, and to begin to hear about the glories of this transcendental place. And as told by Sri Vasananda Prabhu, Srila Gurudev, he is revealing the glories of Srimati Radhika's transcendental loving pastimes with Sri Krishna to the entire world. He is bringing this to manifesting in the hearts of all the Vaishnavas throughout the world. So if we follow in his footsteps and take shelter of his lotus feet, then one day we will find ourselves serving the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna on the banks of Radha Kunda.
Shri Ramakrishna Maharaj, Abhay Charan Kamal, भगवत प्रणाम कर प्रणामय श्रद महाराज तुम्हारे आदेश दिए राधा तत्वर ऊपर आलोचना करवा सर्वप्रकार अयोग्य हो कृपा कर केवल सुजोग अधर्म कागरे कहिला अधर्म कागरे कहिला गुरु ओन व्यायाम এখানে চৈতামের মধ্যে দাস কবিরাজ বর্ণন করেছেন যে অধম কাকেও গৌরে উন্নতি করতে পারেন যিনি এমন বা এমন গুরু পাক কর্ম যার আশ্রয় নিলে সমস্ত কিছু সর্ববাংশা মুক্তি হয় সেই গুরু পাক চরণে বারবার প্রণতি শিকার করবে জ্যেষ্ঠ প্রসাদ নগর প্রসাদ জ্যেষ্ঠ প্রসাদ আনন্দিত শ্রীমতী রাধারানী উদযাপন পালন সম্মুখে গুরু বৈষ্ণবের শ্রী আনন্দে শ্রী ব্রজধাম পরিক্রমা আমরা আজ রাধাকুণ্ডের তটে উপস্থিত হয়েছিলাম এবং পরম করুণা করুণ পরম করুণা আমার শ্রী গুরুদেব রাধা মন্দিরের মহিমা জানি রাধার মহিমা তিনি বর্ণন করেছেন উপবর্তী বক্তৃত্রয় তারাও বর্ণন করেছেন যে পণ্ডের মহিমা জানি রাধার মহিমা পণ্ডের মহিমা আমি রাধার মহিমা থেকে অভিন্ন বলা হয়েছে তাই রাধা তত্ত্বের মধ্যে আমরা দেখতে পাই যে রাধা তত্ত্ব অত্যন্ত দুর্লভ
আনন্দ আনন্দ স্বাধীন
श्रीमती राधारानी तेरे सार भाव हाथी के सार महाभाव महाभाव स्वरूपी राधा ठाकुरानी तत्त्वपुंत गंभीर पूर्ण जतगुण पर्यंत आमरा एक श्रद्धा देगे भाव भावे पर प्रेम और प्रेमे जो अनेक विलास गुरु रहेछे से सर्वत्र ब्रह्म तत्त्व धारण ना करते पारी এই কথা তো বর্ণন সহজে নয় তাই বলছেন সুশ্রাচী বলছেন যে স্বয়ং শ্রীমতী রাধিকা প্রেমের সার ভাব ভাবী সর্বভাব মহামন স্বরূপিণী স্বয়ং শ্রীমতী রাধারানী এই মহাভাবের দ্বারাই তিনি স্বয়ং কৃষ্ণকে বসিত করেছেন এই মহাভাবের কতগুলো স্তর রয়েছে রুড় অধিরুড় মোহন মাধব রাখ মহাভাব স্বরূপিণী শ্রীমতী রাধারানী সেই শ্রীমতী রাধারানী তিনি হচ্ছেন কৃষ্ণের পরম কেন স্বামী শ্রীমতী রাধারানী রাধারানী
Brother's Day. So please see me as your brother and forgive me and The sweetness of Radha Kund is so incomparable that the collective sweetnesses of all the places in Brajamandal together cannot be equal to the sweetness of one speck of dust on the bank of Radhakund. And why is that? Because Sri Radhakund is Radha Abhinasur. It is not different from Radhika herself. As Radhika is the Sarvaguna Kani, the deep mind of all transcendental qualities, so Radhakund is also the deep mind of all transcendental qualities. What a beautiful place. This kund surrounded by so many bathing ghats and steps and trees in pairs of kadamba, bakul, mango and champa, with swings on all sides for the pastimes of Radha Krishna, and beautiful platforms made of jewels and crystals. And when the sun shines, they are shimmering. And it is very difficult to understand which is land and which is water. Even the birds flying overhead, they fly down to land in the water and go slipping across the jewels because they thought it was water. Very beautiful place. And there, the sweet pastimes of Radha Krishna take place. When Sri Krishna arrives at Radhakund, we have heard that he sees Radhika everywhere. But practically, how is it so? When Sri Krishna feels the breezes of Radhakund, then those breezes, they are to him, exactly like the sighing of Srimati Radhika. When Sri Krishna takes the fragrance of Radhakund, all flowers, it is like the fragrance of Srimati Radhika. When Sri Krishna sees the Chakravaka birds playing in the water of Radhakund, it is like the body of Srimati Radhika. When they splash the water and the white foam comes, it appears to Krishna like the pearl necklace around the neck of Srimati Radhika. When the lotus flowers come out from the water, it is as if the lotus hands of Radharani in Kila Kinchit Bhav are stopping Krishna from touching her. So when Sri Krishna sees Radhakund, he becomes overwhelmed. The swans on Radhakund sing a beautiful song, and to Krishna, it is the ankle bells of Radhika. When the cuckoos are singing, it is the voice of Radhika. And Krishna becomes completely bewildered. Seeing Sri Krishna in this bewildered state, Brindadevi quickly went to the lotus feet of Radhika. Radhika asked, Kasmat Brindadevi Priyasakhi Hare Padamulat Kutaso. Oh Brinda, where are you coming from? She said, from the lotus feet of Hari. Kutaso, where is he? Kundaranye, oh, he is in a forest on the bank of your kund. Radhika asked, Kiniha Kurute, what is he doing there? Brindadevi replied, Nritya Shiksham, he is taking dancing lessons. Really? Radhika became curious. Guru Kaha, who is his dancing teacher? Brindadevi said, Tvam Tam Murtis Patitarabhatas Digvidikshus Puranti Chayushi Va Brahmati Karito Natayanti Sapaschat. Oh Radhika, his dancing teacher is your beauty, your image revealing itself in every leaf, in every tree, and every creeper of Radhakund. Just like a puppeteer moves the strings and makes a puppet dance. So similarly, your image is like a puppeteer making Krishna dance on the banks of Radhakund. So when Brinda Sakhi told this to Radhika, she said, I don't believe you. I think he's dancing behind the image of Padma Sakhi. I know that Krishna. Radhika looked and saw one deer, male deer, Suranga. She said, look at this Suranga. Suranga has a consort. Her name is Rangini. But what is this deer doing? Going after other deer? Why? Because of bad association. It's Krishna's deer. Look at this peacock. Tandavik. Tandavik has a consort. But this peacock is going after other peacocks. Why? Bad association. The association of Sri Krishna. So because of praying, Sri Krishna is seeing Radhika everywhere and dancing behind her, completely devoted to her. And because of Radhika's praying, she's seeing everywhere, it's reminding her of Krishna. But because of her Bhavya Bhav, it is reminding her that Krishna may be going to meet with someone else. These beautiful pastimes take place at Sri Radhakund. Pujapala Rasanagar who described how Radhakundi is superior to Suryakund. Why? Because Atsuryakund, some Vidyatiya, some who are against the meeting of Radha Krishna, like Jutila and Kutila, they may go there. Or some Sakis from some other group. But Radhakund is protected by Yogamaya. But what does it mean that Radhakund is protected by Yogamaya? Purnamasi Devi. She's Yoga Maya for all rasas, Santa Dasa Sakti Vatsari Almadhya. But Brinda Devi, she's Yoga Maya exclusively in Madhya Rasa. So at Radhakund, there are two paths. One goes from Radhakund in the direction of Gauri Tirtha, and the other one goes from Radhakund in the direction of the meadows where Sri Krishna makes the cows for grazing. So Brinda Sakhi herself, being Yoga Maya and protecting Radhakund, she sends one gopi to the path that leads to Gauri Tirtha and tells her, if any Sakya Tantravali will wander this way, you should tell some lies and cheat her and make her go away. And to another gopi she said, go and stand on the other path that goes to Gosta, and if any coward boy will wander this way, also you cheat them and send them the other way. In this way practically, Brinda Devi, Yogamaya, is protecting the Radhakund from the entrance of anyone except for Radhika and her sakis. Here at Radhakund, the speciality is that Radhika is Swadhin Bhatrika. Swadhin Bhatrika. But practically, what does it mean? So Radhika has many moods of heroines. Abhisarika Vasaksaja, Kalahantrita, Kantrita, Prasita Bhatrika, etc. But the highest and best mood, Swadhin Bhatrika, it means the heroine who by her love brings her beloved completely under her control, wherever she will go, he will follow like a shadow. And she will give orders to him. So Radhika will order Krishna, oh Krishna, you should do my decorations. Do my decorations. Put the cosmetic on my eyes. Paint pictures with kasturi on my body. It seems that Radhika is very like controller. But actually this is her very high level of training. In her meeting with Krishna, she attains Krishna Mayata. She feels I am one with Krishna. But now if anyone else can decorate me, these decorations will not be Krishna. Therefore Krishna himself, his heart should melt and become the gajo on my eyes. Krishna himself, being Sham Sundar, should melt and become the Sham color, Kasturi, and become the paintings on my body. So these are some of the very elevated, beautiful moods of Mahabhav present in Radhakund. I don't have no qualification to hear, remember, or speak any of these things. But under the guidance and shelter of the Lotus Feet of Sri Gurudev and water of Gurudev, I have done so. So if I have made any mistake, please forgive me. And if I said anything that was correct, it was by the Lotus Feet of Gurudev.
राधा कुंड तट कुंज कुटीर
Thank you.
तीर्थ महाराज संकेते राधा तत्व संबंधे कुछ बोलो।
हिंदी में
बोलो, हिंदी में नहीं।
ओम
राधा जी
More than
Lalita Vishakha, he is superior to all Radhika. Sarvakanti, Sammohini para. Sammohini para mane Krishna ko mohan karne wali, mohit karne wali. Krishna ko bhi mohit kar deti. Krishna ke man haran kar leti hain. Isliye hare. Hare means to take away. By her beauty and loving services to Krishna, she can take the heart of Krishna and control. No anyone can. Le sarva shakti. And also Radha Krishna Pralay Vikriti Ladini Shakti. Who is Radhika? Radha Krishna Pralay Vikriti. Their love and affection in the highest top. Then within them Pralay comes. And that Pranay Swarupa Srimati Radhika, and she is called Radhika. When they are combined, one, Radha and Krishna combined, Krishna only can desire, and all his desires Srimati Radhika fulfills. So, Radhika is Paradevata also, Sarva Shakti also. He has also the Ananda Chinamaya Ras Pratibhavita Vita Vijayeva Nijarupa Tayatra. All the gopis, especially Radhika, Nijarupa Tayatra. Oh, their form of Krishna and Kala. Kala means part of Krishna. So, badami radham arvindane, smarami radham madhurashmitasam, badami radham karuna bharadram, tato mama nasti gate. O Radhike, bhajami radham, I am always worshipping you. Bhajami radham arvindane tram, smarami radham. Madhura Smita. Oh, when Radhika is smiling, seeing the face of Krishna, oh, very beautiful he is smiling. I'm always remembering. And then Badami Radham Karuna Bharadram. Oh, Radhika is supreme, causeless, merciful, more than Krishna even. So, I am always meditating, meditating, and meditating. Gaur Premanande. Kal Vishram Rahega. Tomorrow is rest day. But in the morning, Harikatha. And evening, Harikatha. And also midday, Van Maharaj, Rasananda,